So, reflecting on who has dignity, I wrote a little thing here. So, who has dignity? Everybody. I have dignity. You have dignity. Everybody in the world has dignity. And in Charlotte's Web, when Charlotte writes the words, "some pig into her web," she's showing the world that Wilbur also deserves dignity, just as you and I do. Dignity means being worthy of respect and esteem. Everything from plants to animals to people deserve and have the right to their own dignity. Animals deserve just as much dignity as us. They provide us with things like milk and eggs, and most importantly, they give us the companionship that we love and crave. When you cuddle up with your pet, you're showing them how they have dignity just as we do. And in return, they'll give us their love and loyalty. Plants deserve dignity as well. They provide us with oxygen and food to eat. If plants weren't shown dignity, we wouldn't be here. And lastly, we as people all deserve dignity. Because in the end of it all, we're all going to leave this earth at some point. So why not give people the dignity that they deserve and want?
Hi. When reflecting on who deserves dignity, I immediately thought of our first principle, which states we believe in the inherent worth and dignity of everyone. This principle is great in theory, but can be challenging in the real world, especially in today's world, which is so divisive and polarized. I thought about people that I've met on any given day that have been rude or argumentative or completely ignore my attempts to be friendly. Do they deserve dignity? Absolutely, because we never know what anyone is dealing with in their lives. But what about the driver that carelessly cut in front of me or dangerously tailgated, causing me to fear for the safety of myself or my kids? Do they deserve dignity? Well, that's a little more complicated because my ability to offer them dignity depends on the kind of day I've been having. On a good day, I can usually brush it off, give them the benefit of the doubt because, you know, no one got hurt. But a bad day could result in the Jersey bird making an appearance. This realization led me to another, which is, what makes a bad day? My bad days are always a direct result of how I react to people, places, and things around me. My reaction manifests in self-talk that is highly critical and can be downright mean. So if I'm saying all these terrible things to myself, that affects my attitude and my ability to offer dignity to anyone, even let alone myself. It's that old adage that we have to take care of ourselves before we can take care of anyone else. So I think believing in the inherent worth and dignity of everyone needs to start with believing in the inherent worth and dignity of ourselves. So be kind to yourself.